Hello, everyone. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, your reliable source for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management news. Today, on Friday, May 3rd, 2024, we present a serious palette of developments reshaping the way financial services operate. Front and center today is the bold commitment made by Qantas Super. In a landmark move, they've partnered with GoFarm, investing a staggering $200 million to greenify southeastern Australian land. They are turning over a new leaf, with over 5,000 hectares in Riverina, Nsawa, and northern Victoria, turning these into thriving horticulture spots. This innovative move not only aligns with Qantas Super's sustainability goals, but also shows a promising return for its members. In a clever capturing of the current market, this venture is capitalizing on the global appetite for eco-friendly investments and leveraging the region's strategic export location. Moving towards a less greener note, we talk about the upheld lifetime ban on former insurance broker Sean Sweeney. His appeal slipped on the recent ruling supporting the Australian Securities and Investments Commission's decision to ban him for life following fraudulent activities. This news underscores the industry's steadfast devotion to ensuring ethical behavior is the rule, not an exception, while safeguarding the consumer's interest. In more industry-shaping news, BellRock, the advisory giant, is going the extra mile to meet ever-evolving business needs. Aiming to better aid complex business deals, their advisory services will now extend to include support for M&A activities and contingent risks. This trailblazing strategy, crafted by their in-house expert Sahalia Uthappa, aligns with the CEO, Mark Chiarella's, belief that innovative risk advice is the need of the hour in the future corporate landscape. Finally, a recent study by Equip Super reveals Australians are renegotiating their budgets amidst economic strains. An overwhelming majority are curtailing expenditures, while two-thirds are ramping up their super contributions, prepared for the anticipated inflationary pressures. Despite a clear lean towards thrifty practices, there is quite a noticeable concern about super fund returns and the liquid state of funds. Equip Super's head of advice, Paul Stocker, encourages striving for a balance between immediate financial needs and long-term fiscal security, emphasizing the importance of the regular super contribution for a comfortable retirement. That closes today's segment. For more information on topics we covered today, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off. Stay informed, stay ahead.